When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. And of course, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. That's why I want to say a big thank you to our partner, ShipStation, and perhaps introduce you to them as well. If you are not familiar with ShipStation, they've been supporting Side Hustle School for years. They have helped so many of our listeners make things much easier, automate their shipping tasks, help them scale their business, and also, this is not a small thing, save thousands on shipping with industry-leading carrier discounts. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code HUSTLE to sign up for your free 60-day trial. 60 days free. ShipStation.com, code HUSTLE. Historic ambitions, modern missteps. Welcome to Side Hustle School. In this week's Failure Friday segment, we explore a couple's ambitious journey to transform a historic house into a boutique hotel, only to face the reality of renovation costs and a loss of earnest money. So how did this happen? How did they get back on their feet? What did they learn through the process? That's what Failure Friday is all about. This is Side Hustle School. Failure Friday, our weekly segment where we look at mistakes, missteps, disasters, and of course, failure. And just like our Throwback Thursday segment, you get to hear directly from a side hustler. In this case, somebody who struggled to get something off the ground. And we look at, again, not just what was the disaster or the mistake, but what did they learn through the process? I want you to learn the power of adversity, the power of overcoming challenges and struggles and difficulties. Those struggles and difficulties are common to us all. Maybe the specific ones vary depending on the person, the story, et cetera, but we all go through struggle and challenge, and we don't all emerge stronger on the other side. So I want to always encourage people, the true value is in working through the challenge and the struggle so that you are better off on the other side of it. And we do that through storytelling, of course. So today's short story features Nora, Nora from Northern California. She and her partner had this idea to transform the house, the historic house, into a small hotel, but things did not go as planned. So let's hear more from Nora. I'll be back with a quick few words at the end.
When my partner and I, both ensconced in our corporate careers, stumbled upon a charming, historic home in Napa Valley, it sparked a daring idea. Why not transform a beautiful old house into a boutique hotel? The concept was enthralling. A quaint, luxurious retreat for travelers, blending the allure of history with modern comfort. We were captivated. Our backgrounds in marketing and finance seemed like the perfect blend for this entrepreneurial leap. We spent countless evenings drafting plans, envisaging the elegant rooms, and meticulously calculating our business model. When we finally found what looked like the ideal property, it felt like destiny calling. But as we delved into the details, our dream began to crumble under the weight of reality. The cost of renovating an old property, especially one that required adherence to historical preservation standards, was astronomical. Every quote from contractors and architects was a reality check that dampened our enthusiasm. The financial implications were daunting, far beyond our initial estimates. Despite this, we had already put down a sizable amount in earnest money, a non-refundable commitment that we believed was a step toward our dream. However, faced with the potential of a financial abyss, we were forced to make a tough decision. With heavy hearts, we decided to pull out. The loss of our earnest money, not a small number, was a bitter pill to swallow. This experience, while disheartening, was a pivot point in our entrepreneurial journey. We realized the importance of aligning business ventures with not just our passions, but also our practical capabilities and financial realities. my partner decided to take some time to explore other business ideas. Perhaps something that aligned more closely with their expertise, but with lower startup costs and risks. As for me, I've started freelance consulting, leveraging my marketing background. This path offered a balance of independence and security, a middle ground where I could apply my skills without the daunting financial risks we'd just faced. The contrast between the two paths we took following our boutique hotel venture highlighted an essential entrepreneurial lesson. There's no one-size-fits-all in business, and sometimes exploring divergent paths can be the key to finding where we truly belong. Our failed foray into the boutique hotel business, which we humorously dubbed the boutique hotel blunder, was a costly but invaluable lesson. It taught us the hard realities of ambitious business ventures and the importance of not just dreaming big, but also planning realistically. It was a chapter of our lives that closed with financial loss, but opened new avenues for personal and professional growth.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The theme of Failure Friday, going on 2 years now, never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. Thanks so much to Nora for sharing this story and, you know, getting into the world of boutique hotels, renovating an old house. That's definitely not something I would want to do. I know some people have obviously been able to make it work, but it does seem kind of scary to me. And so I always encourage people, when you've got more than one idea, choose the idea with the lowest risk that you're still excited about. I'm not saying, like, don't follow your dreams. I'm saying you have more than one dream, most likely. So find a dream that is feasible, high profit potential, low downside if it doesn't work out, etc. Unless, of course, you think it is your life mission to do the other thing, which, if that's the case, I respect that. Anyway, lots to learn through these stories, but we try to keep things kind of tight, action-packed here. So I'm going to sign off for now. I'll be back again tomorrow, sidehustleschool.com. There's some resources there. This was episode 2575, and yeah, much more to come. Tomorrow, we're going to talk a little bit about Substack. I'm excited about that. So be sure to tune in wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.